Yoma, Perkei, Mishnah Vav, 5-6, and the last in the sequence describing what happens with the blood of Oda of the bull and the goat. So when we left off, the Kohen Gadol was standing in front of the golden altar. He had applied with his finger to the four corners of the golden altar, the blood of the combined goat and bull together. And now the final seven, the Mishnah says, Hiza al taharo shel mizbeach sheva pamim. He once again sprinkles. That we're lapsing back from, we would been sprinkling the first 32 times in the Kodesh and in the Kodesh Kodashim. Then we had four applications with his finger daubing it. Now we're back to sprinkling again, seven sprinklings. On the middle part, the actual directly onto the gold of the golden Mizbeach. The golden altar typically had coals piled in it, but this is referring to Taro, the cleared out, purified place, meaning the Kohen Gadol will push the ashes and coals to the sides, making it in the middle of the golden Mizbeach a cleared out space, which is directly to the gold, and there he sprinkles it seven times. After that, he's done. We have a total of 43, if you're counting. Let's call it 8 and 8 to 16 in the Kodesh Kodashim, 8 and 8 in the Kodesh towards the Parochet, brings us to 32. Then we have 4 on Mizbeach HaZav's corners, brings us 36. And now 7 in the middle of the Mizbeach HaZav brings us to 43. Okay, now, Ushiyari Hadam, as for the leftover blood, what do you do with it? Hayashofach al Yesod Maravi Shel Mizbeach Achitzon. It was poured onto the western portion of the foundation, Yesod, that goes around the outer altar, the altar there in the temple courtyard. Temple courtyard's altar was basically poured concrete. It had three layers. The lowest layer is called the Yesod. It was basically 32 by 32 almost. Then the layer on top of that was recessed in on all four sides. So you have 30 by 30 called the Sovev, and then you have another layer 28 by 28 above that. Now the bottom layer called the Yesod, in truth, doesn't protrude on all four sides equally beneath that Sovev. Instead, it protrudes a full Amma on the northern and western side. That's called the Yesod, as well as one Amma on the eastern and southern side. So it's shaped a little asymmetrically. And it's on that Yesod that one finds in the southwest corner two little holes, which are drainage holes, if you will, into which the blood is poured, as we'll see now in the Mishnah again. We're talking about the blood that comes from a chatas panimi, an inner sin offering that's brought inside in the heichel. Its blood is done there, which actually could be five possible chataos. There are five things. We have the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, which we've seen already. We also have the par hetlem davar from the Sanhedrin, if it makes a mistake regarding a psak that actually involves the majority of Klal Yisrael doing an isser kares. And you also have a similar goat that's brought in the event that the mistake that the Sanhedrin made involved Avodah Zarah. And finally, you have something similar, a bull that comes for Kohen Gadol, who makes the same kind of mistake for himself, ruling a psak incorrectly, which involves Karas for himself. So then he brings a special cow. So those are the five Chatos Panimios, and all of them, the leftover blood is poured into the hole in the Yesod, but the hole that's on the western side of the Yesod, so it's southwest corner, but the extra Amma, you know, cubit that extends around the Yesod, there's a hole there, and that's the one that those five go to. the Psukim only talk about the bull of the Kohen Gadol who makes a mistake, but it's learned from there to the bull and commingled blood of the bull and goat in our Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to say, and this is almost parenthetical, you don't have to get a pencil to write in with the missing words here, v'shel mizbeach achitzon, if you bring a sin offering on the outer altar, which means every sin offering that every person brings, if he makes a mistake, that, you know, if he's Mechal Shabbos, as well as even communal sin offerings like that are brought as musafin, etc. Hayashofech, the leftover blood, is poured al yesod, also on the yesod, the foundation, but there, dromi, on the southern side. So even those two drainage holes are very close together, one is on the western part of the southwest corner, and one's on the southern side of the southwest corner, and it's the southern side of the southwest corner drain that generic chatas blood goes. Just a side point, make sure that it's not confusing. You'll recall that on the southwest corner, There are these two safsalim, these two bowls that are into which the wine and the water and sukkos is poured. Those holes, if you will, those bowls, are on the top of the mizbeach, way higher up, and they drain onto the mizbeach and into the shisin, like this underground cavern. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about two other holes that are on the yesod down below at the bottom, near the ground, and the water, the blood that goes into those, and essentially you'll see right now in the Mishnah, drains right into the temple courtyard immediately, and then out through this water channel. There was a flowing water channel referred to as the Amma, because it was an Amma wide, says the Rambam, which was a drainage system that sort of helped to the cleaning of the what went on inside the Zara and the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Elu ve'elu, these and those, meaning the blood from the Chatas Pinimios, as well as Elu, the blood of the regular Chatos that is offered in the outer altar. Mit Arvin ba'ama, they combine into this water channel, those bloods commingle into the water channel. V'yotzin the Nachal Kidron, and then it flows out to the Nachal Kidron. The Nachal Kidron is this valley just to the side of the Temple Mount. It's still there today. You can see it, of course, right by the exit of the Kotel, where the buses are. And then v'nimkaren leGananin leZevel, the Beis Hamikdash made it its business to monetize that, you know, blood supplemented water as great fertilizer and to sell it to farmers who wanted to use it for fertilizer on their in their gardens, etc., there in Nachal Kidron. And umolin bahen, which means, not translating literally, if someone would make use of the blood water that leaves the Beis HaMikdash without paying for it, he'd be liable to the violation called me'ila, misappropriation of sanctified property. The truth is, the halacha is anyways, that there's no such thing as me'ila when it comes to blood, whether it's before or after it's been offered, etc., and certainly now it's been used up. But there's a din derabanan, we're treating it as me'ila because the temple has in mind to make use of this as having value, and if people sort of steal it, that's essentially something like me'ila, and therefore it's me'ila, at least it's me'ila midurabanan. And this indeed is the halacha, so although it might seem a little disrespectful to make use of this blood as for fertilizer, the alternative is anyways it's going to go to waste in the Kidron Valley, so at least let's make some use of it, and the Beis HaMikdash in the same time can make money to put to good use, and therefore that is the accepted use of this blood-infused water as it leaves the Beis HaMikdash.